It is certainly hard to believe it is Ash Wednesday already. It just seems like we had just finished the Christmas season, and even this year, Ash Wednesday is a little bit later than normal. So here we are. We are beginning our Lenten journey toward Easter. It's a time of prayer, time of fasting, almsgiving, time of penitence. This is a great time for us to establish, to deepen, or maybe to restore the faith that we may have lost for a variety of reasons. But it's also a season of self-examination. It's about strengthening the things that are right in our life and at the same time endeavoring to fix the things with God's grace that are wrong. And I've always been looking for new ways to try to explain how Lent works to different kinds of people. And I came across a great quote by a man named Henri Nouwen, and I want to read the quote to you. I think it's a great way for us, especially this year, I can identify with this. And Nouwen says this. He says, "The season of Lent, during which winter and spring struggle with each other for dominance, helps us in a special way to cry out for God's mercy." Isn't that great? That winter and spring struggle for dominance. Boy, has that been this year or what? We had beautiful warm temperatures, and then all of a sudden, clump, another bunch of snow. More shoveling. More school time off. Kids are going, yay. The parents are going, oy vey. You know? But we're just having this struggle. The beautiful thing and the hope that we have this time of year is that spring wins. Well, that is the hope of Lent. The hope of Lent is that spring wins, that it's not just about winter continuing to fight, but there will be a time when there will be greenery on the branches. There will be a time when flowers will be in bloom. There's a time when the air will be fresh and clean again. And this is true of our souls as well as our climate. That's what Lent is all about. Lent, in fact, means springtime. It's a Middle English word. It means springtime. And so this is a time for us to both have that struggle take place where we see winter still around, but spring in the offing. Now, the key thing about Lent is it's not just about getting rid of winter. If that was the case, we would go outside in the springtime and it would be brown, and the trees would be leafless. Winter's gone, the temperatures may be better, but it doesn't look that great. It's just kind of yucky. But what we have in the opportunities that God gives us in Lent is for that same thing to be true in our lives. It's not just about getting rid of the bad stuff, as important as that is, getting rid of the places in our hearts where we have been cold and lifeless. But it's also about bringing forth new life, about bringing forth new abundance in our hearts and in our souls, that we truly will be falling in love with Jesus Christ over again. Well, how do we do that? First, we got to take care of our winter by addressing some of the areas where we've grown cold. Now, we can do that in a number of ways, and these are great opportunities. Abstinence and fasting is a way for us to tell our physical bodies, look, we're making some changes here. We are tired of exercising our arm too often on the refrigerator door. We are tired of going back for one extra course that we might need. We're tired of turning on the TV just to sit there like couch potatoes day after day after day. We're tired of that carelessness in our lives, and we are setting some rigor in place that will help us to do better at that. We're also tired of bad habits that have been developing over the last many months. And this is a time when we can add disciplines into our lives to take care of that. This is a good time for self-examination and a good conscience, that we can do a thorough examination of conscience and go into the confessional and really deal with the areas, these besetting sins that seem to always be dragging us down time after time after time. We've got areas where we've got to remove the ice from our hearts, that where we've grown cold. I was talking with one of our kids last year from the school, and I was asking her what she was going to give up for Lent. What was her basic discipline? And she said, "I'm giving up hitting my brother." And I thought, Well, that's good for you, but it also is really good for your brother. I'm sure he's appreciative of that. But there are things that we give up. There are ways that we tell our bodies we are under a new rigor because we are wanting to develop a greater control of ourselves where we are always being able to move forward in the things where our lives need to count. So that takes care of the winter. But how do we usher in spring? Well, there's a number of ways that God has given us that we can usher in the spring of our lives. One is by offering works of mercy in our lives during this time. Begin to build some patterns, not just during Lent, but patterns that you can take and move forward after Lent. I've been thinking a lot about this over the last few days, and yesterday morning I was driving over to the church, and I came across one of these aha moments where I saw a way that I could do it. And I walked away feeling quite proud of myself, actually, that I did it. You know, because sometimes I miss those opportunities. But I was driving out of our little subdivision, and as I was driving toward the intersection, there on the other side of the road was a snowplow. The guy that does our cul-de-sac and all that area back in there. And he was back in the back of the truck, and he was shoveling sand and salt into his little unit back there. Well, I stopped the car, rolled down the window, and said, "Excuse me, sir!" And he looked around at me, startled and a little bit terrified, thinking that probably I was going to yell at him about knocking over my mailbox or that he had plowed in my driveway, or I was going to give him something to think about. And I just said to him, "I really just want to thank you for working so hard to keep our subdivision clear. Thank you so much." And he went, "Okay." I thought, that's great. I did it. I actually did something nice like that at a time when I normally wouldn't think about it. I was just on my way to church. There are ways in which we can add these small little works of mercy. The grand ones are wonderful, but these little ways in which we can pour out God's love at one time or another in very ordinary ways. There are additional times of prayer that we can bring into our lives during Lent that will help bring about a springtime. If you pray at night, maybe add some prayer in the morning. If you pray in the morning, add some prayer at night. Pray the rosary as a family. Pray the rosary as an individual. Pray and let God enliven your heart. It's not just about going through the words. It's talking to your Heavenly Father and letting Him talk back to you. This is a great time for spiritual reading, a great time to read a great book. Read the Catechism, or best, read Holy Scripture. Let that be a part of your daily discipline during this time of year. This morning, after one of the Masses, Father Shear and I were talking to a couple of the altar servers, and we were asking them what they were going to be doing, adding on to their practices and devotions during this time of year. And one of the altar servers said, "I've got a book of saints, and every day I am going to read the life of a saint." I thought, how good is that? In 40 days, he'll know about 40 different saints. What a way to encourage your lives and to find ways in which these saints can stimulate good, holy living on our behalf. During this morning's morning prayer from the Liturgy of the Hours, I was really taken by the intercessions that we prayed. And in morning prayer this morning, there were three things that stood out to me that really kind of embody what I'm trying to share with you tonight. This is what we prayed. First, teach us to be loving, not only in the great and exceptional moments of life, but above all in the ordinary events of daily life. How good is that? Teach us to be loving in the ordinary events of daily life. The second one, may we abstain from what we do not really need. This is something that we can develop during Lent, but take with us during the year. I don't really need this. I don't really need that. And we can abstain using self-control. And finally, may we help our brothers and sisters in distress. Again, making sure that we know that there are those that are out there in distress, in need, in various ways, and we may be able to lend a helping hand in one way or another. Sometimes it's the giving of alms. Sometimes it's the giving of time. Sometimes it's just the giving of a kind and gracious word in season when somebody is really hurting. This is a powerful time of year. As we heard by the prophet Joel, rend your hearts and not your garments. It's not about just the outward. It's about taking ourselves and doing a major work in the interior with the grace of God that we can go forth into the new springtime and take with us into Easter and beyond Easter those graces and gifts that God has placed within us. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.